going to go ahead and take off my mask. First of all, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to come here and talk to you guys and hopefully encourage you guys. But first things first, hi, my name is Matthew. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from pride, lust, and anxiety. Before I came to Regen, I was addicted to porn, I hated myself, and I constantly lived in fear of everything. I knew all about God, but I never valued intimacy with him or viewed it as something that could be achieved. I've grown up in the church, and I was blessed to have parents that were Christians, and they raised me as a Christian. But I kept who I was, who I really was, and who I was at church very separate. When I was 11 years old, I was first exposed to porn because I felt excluded by certain people and felt worthless. And in that, it developed into a habit at that age, but it was not an addiction. And so a few years later, when we moved from Florida to San Antonio, Texas, because it was just a habit and it wasn't something that I needed, it kind of fell away and I forgot about it. A year later, we moved from San Antonio to McKinney, and in the summer of 2016, I made the worst decision of my entire life, and I went back to my old habit. At that point, I developed a heavy addiction, and I was addicted for the next 2.5 years. My addiction to pornography ruled my entire life, and during that time, I lived in constant fear of almost everything. I was horrified that any day someone could find out who I was and what I did. Because I hated who I was and I felt unworthy because of what I did, I searched constantly for validation or some sort of pride in myself or something to like about myself and what other people said about me. But for some reason, because that's just how sin works, every time I got a compliment, it only made my guilt worse. Every time that someone said something nice, I only thought that, oh, if they knew who I really was, if they knew what I really did every day, they would hate me. They would be disgusted with me and never want anything to do with me. I lived for years feeling empty. I hated what I did, but I had no power to stop myself, so I isolated. I was tired and just exhausted from every day doing nothing but chasing the dopamine rush. The only thing that could possibly give me a little illusion of life was the thing that was taking everything from me. And so at the end of 2019, I was completely at the end of myself. I had suicidal thoughts. I was very depressed, and I hated being awake. I would stay in bed as long as possible every single day and do anything but think about what was being alive and being what was going on around me. But on November 1st, 2019, God had a rescue mission in order. I don't know why I told the truth when my parents confronted me about porn on that day, because I had lied countless times before about it, but I told the truth, and it was the most impactful truth of my life. God has been setting everything up just to change me in that one moment. What I saw then as something that was bad and not my addiction, but other things that happened that were just negative and that I didn't want to happen, God was using them to change my life for the better. God came at the perfect time. He showed up, and he showed up in a big way. A few days later, I reached out to my older brother, David, and because of the work that God had already been doing in his life for tens of years, he was able to minister to me and teach me how to pursue God. A few weeks later, he signed me up for Regen. And in spring of 2020, I started my first season of Regen. And in Regen, God showed me how much I needed him and taught me how to pursue him and just showed me how deeply rooted my sin was and gave me a way to get rid of it. God used Regen to bring me closer to God than I ever would have dreamed possible in my entire life. Pursuing God is an everyday battle. It is fighting against my sinful desires, and it is the most difficult thing I've ever done in my entire life, but it is so worth it. Nothing else in this world can compare to life with Christ. As Psalm 63 puts it, his love is better than life itself. Nothing in this earth can even possibly measure up to that. The perfect love that he has, the uncompromising truth, the just radiant and overflowing joy that comes from him and him alone, makes every second of struggle and every minute of painstakingly denying yourself and fighting to pursue God so, so worth it. Over the last year and a half, I've grown to know God like never before. And through that, my life has completely changed. It has been completely changed by Jesus Christ. He's shown me how good his love is and how much he loves me. I have learned slowly and surely to trust my everything in this love. And even when I face the intense hardships of life still today, of still battling my temptations, and then even more so, over the last couple months, I've developed some pretty serious autoimmune disorders, and it's pretty likely that it's like rheumatoid arthritis, because several of my family members have it, and like not just to mention the daily suffering from that, but the knowledge that it could someday completely take my health and I could be in a wheelchair or it could kill me. But I still am grateful and rejoice in my circumstances, because I know that the one who's in control of it all loves me, and he loves me more than anyone else could ever possibly love me in this entire life. So when I trust him and know that whatever he's putting in my life is for my good, and he says it's for my good, then I have nothing to complain about. I have nothing to be discontent with, because I know that he is in control of my life. Regen served as a practical and an efficient catalyst to really improve my relationship with God. But and I don't want to slant David here at all, because I love Regen, I love you guys, but Regen is useless without Christ. Without Christ, we're all wasting our time. If God wasn't here to heal us, if God wasn't here to support us through everything, none of us should be here. And that being said, I wish that I could give myself advice when I was in your shoes about a year ago. And I'm going to give you, say, two things that will probably help you guys a lot if you really commit to them. And the first is, you will get as much out of Regen as you decide to put it into it. So go all in. Don't make excuses of, oh, I shouldn't share that. I shouldn't make these friendships. I shouldn't really be open and honest with people, because you're just hurting yourself. At the end of the day, everyone here is broken, and that's why we're here. Everyone here is human, and we all struggle with the same things. And so we can be honest and open with each other and really pursue healing in Christ together as a single body of Christ. And then the second thing is, never underestimate what God can do in your life. A year ago, if you had told me, or a year and a half ago, before I started pursuing Christ, if you had told me that a year and a half from then, I would be standing in at the front of a room giving my complete and honest testimony to a whole bunch of random strangers, or that I would speak at my youth group's winter retreat in front of 100 people that I care about what they think about me, or that I would truly and honestly trust my life to God every day, I would have thought you were insane, and I would not believe that it could happen in any way. But that is exactly what God did. And so never underestimate the power of Christ and the power of being willing to have Christ change you. So thank you, guys.